and welcome to UC Today. My name is Kieran, and today's session is How Voice Wholesalers Can Wow Their Enterprise Customers. I am delighted to be joined by Andreas Hipp, Chairman and CEO at Cataleya. Andreas, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Before we explore the topic at hand, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, Andreas, and Cataleya's story?
Yes, sure. As I said, my name is Andreas Hipp, and I'm the CEO of Cataleya. I've been in telecommunications for more than 20 years, started in the late 90s, actually in fiber infrastructure, and then joined the early wholesale telecom market. And I think that's why this topic is probably quite suitable for my past. And later on, ran a global wholesale operation for network and voice and data center services. Which was also actually the parent company until 2017 of Cataleya, which provides Cataleya also a bit of a, I would say, heritage and understanding of what the wholesale market and business is about. That's it in short.
Perfect. And I was wondering if I could please leverage your expertise about some of the key challenges that are facing voice wholesalers as we head into 2024.
Yeah, sure. I mean, voice wholesalers in particular have been facing challenges probably since 2012-13, when the rise of WhatsApp, Telegram messages, and a lot of the OTT apps, which basically take voice communication off the public network or traditional networks. And volumes have declined, margins are compressed. So it has always been a bit of a tough environment for them over the last 10 years. And I think SMS messaging has provided a lot of them a very good second lifeline by moving into the messaging sector, which has become very prominent with OTP messaging and so forth. And but that again, you know, becomes commoditized over time. And we also have seen them moving into DIDs, especially driven by applications, actually. And I think especially around that part of services, the part of the services they provide, they can expand into other areas to probably have a bit of a brighter future ahead.
Fantastic. And obviously, these are some of the key challenges, but there are solutions to address these challenges. What would you say are the key benefits of automation for wholesalers working with UC or contact center solutions?
Sure. Let me start a little bit with the challenge. So obviously, in the past 10 years, enterprises have moved and changed their communication platforms dramatically. And we have seen with the rise of Zoom and MS Teams, I just don't want to mention these two, but obviously they're the dominant players in this field. But there are many others as well, to move into entire collaboration solutions rather than just telephony and PBX systems. And a lot of them are entirely replacing these traditional phone systems, or at least they coexist with them going forward. And that brings a very complex IT environment to the communication sector, which is actually outside of the typical telco's expertise and DNA. And I think that's where automation can really help these providers to access markets where this knowledge is actually required, by giving them tools and means to automate activation and service provisioning and monitoring, rather than building the in-house skill base and knowledge base that you need to do this actually going forward.
And naturally, Cataleya have several different solutions that can really help voice wholesalers in this regard. Can you please explain Orchid Collab and how it can empower wholesalers?
Absolutely. So Orchid Collab is a very versatile service automation tool meant to simplify the integration of Zoom and Microsoft Teams with typical voice carrier services, telephony applications. And it can be deployed at the operator's own infrastructure and or environment. And they have full control over the tool or the software portal. They can brand it in the way they want the look and feel to be, and whatever is best suited probably for larger wholesalers who want to really operate and have full control over the platform and the software. In essence, Orchid Collab offers several key benefits, such as fully automated provisioning of new users on Zoom and Teams. It makes easy configuration of direct routing or premise peering for Zoom and also connecting to existing BSS, OSS platforms and other applications through API integrations, and provide very useful reporting capabilities as well.
And actually, that's only one of Catalea's major offerings. The, another key one is linked to Teams. Can you please explain some in detail some about that offering?
Yes, sure. So Link to Teams offers actually the same feature set as its counterpart, Orchid Collab, but it is a fully managed service, which means it is actually hosted by Catalea in our Orchid Cloud, as we call it. And it also comes with our own SBC platform in seven global regions. So it's a full kind of hosted, managed service. And in addition to the features of Collab, Link to Teams also offers geo-redundancy when it comes to the software platform itself. It also offers geo-redundancy on the SBC side, on the switching side. We have multiple locations in US, Europe, and in Asia. And it comes with a flexible subscriber-based pricing models, which service providers then can offer to their resellers, channel partners, and maybe even enterprise customers directly.
Fantastic. And I think you touched on there about approaching reselling channel partners. And obviously, that's a significant responsibility for wholesalers. So can you please explore in a bit more detail how these solutions benefit wholesalers in this issue?
Yeah, absolutely. So enterprise markets, depending on the region and geography, are served via different channels. So US and Europe has a very developed channel and reseller market, especially UK as well in Europe. And addressing especially small, medium-sized enterprises in a direct manner is very costly and probably not the most efficient way. So to break down the services into different layers of distribution, if you like to use the term, then the tool also supports all these various layers. So you have the owner of the platform, the service provider, then you can have a reseller partner level, and then you can have a distributor level, and then comes the enterprise. So they all can have their own logins, they can all have access to the platforms, and obviously can only operate and view the areas which are relevant to them or they are supposed to control. And this allows especially wholesalers who typically would not have a lot of relationships in the enterprise sector to really, you know, address partners and be attractive to new resellers or channel partners with their probably low cost competitive offering when it comes to voice and telephony services.
Fantastic. And one final question before I let you go, Andreas. What is 2024 have in store for Catalea?
Well, we still have a lot of items on our roadmap for Orchid Collab and Link to Teams. We also want to expand it to different communication platforms beyond the major two I mentioned earlier. And we also do integration testing because we can also embed existing PBXs into the solution for provisioning activities. So we also do additional integration testing with other vendors to just broaden the ecosystem and provide the carriers and service providers a lot of choice of different platforms they might already use or they want to use going forward. Then we still have our SBC core product, which does many more things than supporting UC and contact center applications. We are quite strong in voice over LTE, in of course peering between networks and carriers. So there's a lot of items we still have here on our roadmap, including full cloudification. I think in general, maybe the time has come for service providers to look a little bit outside the traditional crowd of vendors in that space, and value, speed and flexibility of a vendor that is a bit more dynamic and easier to work with than the traditional ones, especially in this challenging environment they are in themselves.
Brilliant. I think that's all we've got time for today, unfortunately, but it's been a really good session. So thank you to Andreas for being here.
Thank you as well, Kieran. It was a pleasure. And have a good Christmas ahead, not far away now.
You too. Yes, we're almost there, almost there. And you have a happy Christmas and a great new year. And if you enjoyed this video, please give us a like and share on social media. And we'll see you next time. I've been Kieran Devlin of UC Today. Thanks for watching.